Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Catherine Druckmann. I am the web mistress. I oversee the web operations at linuxjournal.com. Our website is built on Drupal. We think it's the best thing there is for publishing because, I mean, it's not just us. There's many great publishing organizations that use it, Fast Company, The Economist, you know, the list goes on. We'd like to think that we're up there, too.
talk a little bit about your website. What do you, like, you know, like, how are you guys using Drupal at Linux Journal?
Well, we have a lot of content, like, a lot of content online. It goes back, you know, since the magazine was established in 94. So we have years and years of magazine content to manage. We have online content, videos, blogs, online articles. And we're trying to implement some interactive features where users can interact with each other, forums. We have forums now, actually, but we're working on improving user profiles and that sort of thing. And, of course, you know, the commenting systems, things like voting and popularity on articles. I mean, we find that, you know, Drupal is pretty easily set up for that kind of stuff. So.
And so talk a little about your development arm of Linux Journal. I know Linux is sort of like, I imagine everyone there is running Linux and very computer savvy.
We do have a lot of Ubuntu on the desktops in the office. Let's see, our development arm. Well, I'd like to say that we had some really big, fancy, agile development process, workflows, and organization, but I totally don't. It's pretty much just me. I get a little help from you guys now and then, and a few of our editors help me out here and there when I need an extra hand on the web development end of things. But it's a pretty small operation in terms of manpower, but we like to think the product is pretty great, so in spite of our limited resources. Yeah, so it's pretty much just me and a dev site and a live site and playing in my sandbox and figuring out what to do next. This is kind of embarrassing, but it's a secret just for you in the microphone. I didn't even use a version control until pretty recently. Shh, don't tell. I'm trying to organize the development of linuxjournal.com a little bit better, but yeah, it's, you know, when you're just one person primarily tackling a project, you can get away with things that you can't on a larger team.
I think that's pretty normal for individuals starting out. You know, you don't want to create too much overhead and you just sort of get things done. And so I think most people that have worked on personal projects have probably gone through that evolution of like just putting up modules up onto their Drupal site. But what was it that really sort of made you cross over that threshold to take that level of sophistication up to using more complicated SVN or other version control?
Well, the fact that Linux Journal is a beast. I mean, our site is huge. We have a lot of data. So I wouldn't recommend using the same techniques that you would use, you know, to do a personal site on a large corporate website. So there's just the size of it, the scope of upgrading to the next version became something that needed a little bit extra attention, a little extra organization, a little... you know, addition of modules makes things a little more complicated, and so you need to keep track of stuff a little bit better. So, yeah. I mean, as your needs grow, which everyone will, ideally, I mean, assuming your site is successful, your needs will grow. And as you add different features, you need to, I don't know, establish a little bit more organized workflow.
And so what type of features or functionality and modules are you sort of looking into doing right now, or what are sort of your tasks that you have coming up?
Oh, wow. One of the biggest things, and it's not all that exciting for the end user, but pretty exciting for us, is streamlining the workflow a little bit for our editorial team. My favorite module right now is Views Bulk Operations. That's a pretty great thing for figuring out workflow.
So that's usually for just automating just administrative tasks, or is that actually going to be for the editors that they're doing?
Both, but for the editors to say, you know, to have a page of things they want to move around on the site, unpublish, you know, whatnot, approve, you know, do moderation queues. It's just a better way of doing things, a little bit more lightweight than using another moderation module.
And what other things that you have as well, aside from that?
Let's see. Image handling, stuff like that, adding a little bit more media to articles by default, rather than just having, you know, uploading a file and pasting in an inline image. We're trying to organize that a little bit better. That's not very exciting. Let's see. We're trying to beef up our user profiles, so we're adding things like, you know, the Twitter module and the activity module. What else? Although, honestly, I'm not sure the activity module will make it into the final product. Oh, for us, a great thing is to use bulk operations for is bookmarking content. A lot of our readers are using our online articles as a reference material, you know, how-tos and whatnot. It's good for them to have sort of a recipe book. So, like, I like to think of it as our version of the Food Network recipe box. We have their stored articles so they can, you know, reference specific things. There are certain, you know, Grub articles or, you know, things like that that people go back to over and over again. Specific Python articles that are incredibly popular that we want people to be able to bookmark so that they can easily reference them. And it's a simple thing to do, and it's something that, you know, we hadn't done before and thought, well, that's obvious. I'm trying to think if there's anything super exciting. Maybe I'll have to invent something between now and when the site launches.
I think the process of Drupal development often is not always totally exciting for the end user, but a lot of other things. So, I mean, that's fine. But is there any, what is Linux Journal's interest of coming to DrupalCon events? And you're going to be at Do It with Drupal in New Orleans for the Lullabot. So I'm just curious what sort of relation you want to have with the larger Drupal community.
Well, every time I come, I pick up some small piece of information that helps me, you know, figure out where we're going. It could be a sort of a broad ideological thing with publishing. I just sat in on the Economist talk, and, you know, that's beneficial in the very big picture. Or it can be something as small as some theming tweak that I didn't think of before, or that sort of thing, or a way to handle media, or that sort of thing. So every time I come to an event, I pick up something that I end up using on the site. So it's pretty great. Do It with Drupal in particular is great because it's laid out in such a practical way. You have the site dissections and the fantasy sites and whatnot are really good for, you know, actual step-by-step how-to stuff, whereas this is better for, I don't know, I think the big picture. Where's Drupal going? What are we doing here? That kind of thing.
Sort of the power users versus the people who are actually building sites or more involved with actually, you know, how-tos or specific, more in-depth things, I guess.
Oh, yes and no. Although, actually, I've been surprised at how much beginner content there is here at DrupalCon, which is good, I guess. You know, it's good because not everyone has been doing this for 3 or 4 years like you guys. I mean, I've been doing it for a while, but, you know, actually probably 2.5 years now, which is kind of shocking. But, yeah, so, you know, if Drupal is to continue to grow, we need more people, and everybody has to start somewhere. So this is good for them. So.
Well, great. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks.